Welcome to Realm Rocketry Shorts. In this series, we're going to be answering your questions and also general questions from the rocketry community. Let's get started. Alright guys, welcome back to episode 3. I don't know why I said it like that. But anyways, welcome to this episode. I hope you all are having a great day. And if you're not, well, I hope tomorrow will be better. But, yeah. So, if you want to send us in a question, which I'd highly appreciate, you can go to the contact section of our website in the description. You can do a voice message, or you can do a written form if you want to. So, yeah. This episode is going to be about the, motors, storing them primarily, but do they thermocycle, and more precisely, do both AP and BP thermocycle? Now, if you are a student, you may be like, what, AP, like, there's, like, tests or something like that? No, not talking about the AP test, and if you're not familiar with that, those are just tests, but I'm talking about motors. So, AP is a composite motor. It's a motor that's like a different than black powder. It's more efficient than black powder. It's what's used on the space shuttle rocket booster, which means that, yeah, it's pretty serious stuff. It's not the exact kind of thing, but it's really efficient and it's really powerful, and it's more efficient than black powder. BP stands for black powder, and black powder is just your standard like stuff that you just like can ignite and is like used for guns and that kind of thing. But you can also use it for rocket motors, and it's surprisingly stable. Both AP and BP are really surprisingly stable, and yeah, it's just they're both good motors, but AP is definitely better. So I believe that stands for ammonium perchloride, quick check, it does stand for ammonium perchloride. So yeah, AP is ammonium perchloride, BP is black powder. I'll just say either ammonium perchloride or black powder, it doesn't really matter. Well, actually no, it does. I mean, I'll just say AP or ammonium perchloride, or I'll say BP or black powder, it doesn't really matter. But now you know the basics of the two motors, then you need to know what the difference is. So most black powder motors are in a paper casing, but it's really, really, really thick paper. I'll have a photo of like a motor that's black powder in a description, but what it basically is just like really thick paper, and inside there's elements of a motor, and then I'll also put a link to an image of that in the description as well, so if you're not familiar with the elements and you want to learn, you can see. But they're basically just your standard Estes, A, B, C, D, E, I think sometimes Estes motors or F motors. Yeah, your basic A through F motor by Estes, and those are all black powder. Now, once you get beyond the F motor, it's pretty inconvenient and practical to do black powder, because ammonium perchloride is a lot more efficient, and you can stuff a whole lot more engine into a lot smaller space than black powder. That's why a lot of people would use ammonium perchloride or AP. So what that means is, there's another type of casing for AP, though. So, AP, or ammonium perchloride, as I keep saying, is a, I think it, like, it's like a plastic casing, is the best way to describe it. Or like a fiberglass. It's like, so there's a casing around the fuel, and that's what I'm talking about, with the Estes and black powder, and also the ammonium perchloride motor. So, like a plastic casing, and that's like your Well, I don't know. Loki's actually hybrid. It's like your basic Quest or your basic Aerotech or, yeah, something like Cicerone. I don't know if Cicerone makes stuff. But anyways, the main point I'm trying to say here is it's like a plastic casing around fuel grains. I'll put a link to an Aerotech single-use motor, but it's basically just an Aerotech single-use motor is what I'm talking about. But those have a different kind of case. They're plastic, and that's another difference besides the rocket fuel. Alright, so now we have some differences covered. I'd like to talk about, I'd like to talk about storage. So the first thing that's obvious is don't, like, put your motors near, like, a, like, something that's, like, really, like, don't put your motors by something that keeps making electrical sparks, because you don't want your motors to ignite. That's just, I hope that's common sense, but if it's not, then I just want to say that, put that out there just in case. But there are records of 30-year-old motors that have been launched without problems, black powder motors. However, Ammonium perchlorate motors usually are more susceptible to old age, but they usually last pretty long. So really there isn't a shelf life on model rocket engines, but that's the first thing I like to say about storage. The next thing is moisture. So, as I said before, black powder engines are made out of paper. And paper, obviously, with moisture, will begin to, not be so great anymore. And that's why you probably want it to not be, 100%, well, not 100%, you don't want it to be, 60%, you don't want to be, 75% moisture for, 10 years that's exposed to that. That doesn't sound great for the case that's for black powder motors. Ammonium perchlorate motors are made out of plastic, as I said. Well, not motors, but casings made out of plastic. And that doesn't decay easily, so it just is not as big of a deal. So, yeah. So next thing is, another common sense factor, is mechanical shock. Dropping things, what I mean. Dropping things. So when you drop something, it just gives shock to it. So when you, when you drop something, it's not going to work out great for the motor. You probably don't want to do that. Common sense. Then, temperature. This is the name of the episode. But temperature is very important for both black powder and also the composite or AP motors. So what happens is their casing can crack or warp or whatever after going through cycles of heating and cooling, which is what thermocycling is defined as. So what happens is the temperature fluctuates enough that it just doesn't. The basic way to say this, it doesn't work. But that's not the precise term. Someone's gonna probably correct me. And if you have a great definition that we can use as a correction, please do contact us. That'd be great. But, it's just, with black powder motors and with AP motors, there's other things that can happen. You can get, the propellant can also crack, which is not good, so you don't want to be storing these in your garage where, your temperatures can really highly fluctuate. So I just recommend you store them in, as a recap, just store them probably in, a low moisture, have to be 0% moisture or something like that, but just not crazy high moisture place that's a pretty decently constant temperature, not some crazy shifts between 20 degrees in just general. But so that probably means if you have a air conditioned house, then that'll work fine probably. But let's see, what else do I want to say? A temperature, moisture, and also, don't drop your motors, and don't store your motors by sparks, and yeah, they can last pretty long. And also, so let's see. So according to the NFPA, which is just like a governing, they're not really a governing body. What they are is, they're essentially, you don't need to know. This isn't really that important, but the NFPA basically just make some rules, but it's a little bit more complicated than that, but that's good enough for now. So, it's according to NFPA code 1122, 4.20.1, no more than 23 kilograms or 50 pounds net weight of solid propellant model rocket motors, motor reloading kits or motor components shall be stored at a residence. No more than 11 kilograms, 25 pounds net weight of solid propellant, model rocket motors, motor reloading kits, or motor components stored at a residence shall be permitted to be stored in the living quarters. So that means you can have 50 pounds of propellant in your basement where no one is, and 25 pounds in your bedroom. So that doesn't sound like a lot, but, well, actually it does sound like a lot, but in order, the math on this is 50 pounds would be 180 or so of C-rated black powder engines. So if you need 180 black powder engines just to be laying around in your garage or something, actually don't put them in your garage, in your non-living, good temperature controlled room, then I don't know why you need that many motors. If you need that many motors for cluster or something, just buy them at a field, because that's a lot of motors. That's a whole lot of motors. But it's illegal to store more than that without, I think you need, a license or something like that. But yeah, so that's pretty much it for motor storage. I'll put a link to a helpful article about it in the description. And so the answer to the question today, though, is do both AP and BP motors thermocycle? The answer is yes, and the answer is please store them in a basically good temperature-controlled environment with low moisture, with not crazy moisture, and you'll be okay. So there we go. We got some motor storage issues out of the way. Now you know some more, hopefully. And if you have a question, then please contact us at the contact section of our website. And you can find that in one of the links below. We have voice messages, and also we have typing messages if you don't want to use your voice for whatever reason. If you are listening, and you're listening from the website, you might be able to listen to this day early. I know, that's crazy, right? So, if you're listening, then, yeah, please know that sometimes you may or may not be able to find episodes early on the website, which is super cool, I know. And by the way, this is, like, episode, like, 16 or something like that? I think we've crossed 15 episodes, so that's really exciting. It's really cool we've done that. And, yeah, it's a whole lot of fun to be podcasting again. I hope you all are enjoying this, and if you have any feedback or any questions, as I said, please just contact us. Yeah. But, anyways, for now, always remember, what could go right? Safety third! See everybody. Have a great rest of your day.